It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m. and 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. My next guest is Richard P. Rumout. Mr. Rumout holds a chair at UCLA's Anderson School of Management. He has consulted on strategy for some of the world's biggest, most successful companies and nonprofits. He is the author of a new book, Good Strategy, Bad Strategy, and he joins me now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andy.
First things first, how do you get from a master's in science degree in electrical engineering to the Harvard Business School, onto the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, a member of faculty at Harvard, a move to UCLA, and I know I've left a bunch of other things out, to where you are right now?
Well, I've been at UCLA for quite a few years,
mm-hmm.
So a lot of that's ancient history. I moved from NASA to Harvard because I wanted to be a project manager. I wanted to run the manned Mars expedition.
Is that right?
And so I went to Harvard to learn how to be a project manager.
All right. And now you've taken this turn to where you help some of the biggest companies, some of the biggest nonprofits in the world, with strategy. The name of the book, Good Strategy, Bad Strategy. The title alone indicates to me you've witnessed both the good and the bad in business. So can we assume right at the top this book is not a book that would prescribe a plan for getting rich quick?
No, this book is an honest book about strategy. It tries to deal with the mystery of how you create an insight into dealing with a difficult situation. But it doesn't provide a simple three steps to success kind of presentation at all. It's rich in my own personal experiences and the insights of people I respect.
The biggest mistakes companies make. Is there one that stands out above all?
Sure. The biggest mistake is mistaking financial planning and setting financial performance goals as strategy.
You have talked about in your book many companies, many well-known companies, and the contrast between competitors. One comes to mind, Walmart, Kmart. Obviously, 180 degrees out from each other. What did Walmart do right and what did Kmart do wrong?
Well, Walmart invented modern discount retailing, and it did it by coming at it in rural areas rather than urban areas and developing a way of doing business that today is called supply chain management.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, Walmart pretty much invented that, and consultants had to learn it from Walmart. Kmart didn't respond to that challenge in an effective way. It stuck with its old way of doing business, and eventually had to go Chapter 11.
Yeah. Is there ever a point when you deal with a client and you look them right in the eye and say, the answer is right here in front of you, or is that always the case?
I don't think so. I think the answer in strategy is driven by an insight. There has to be an entrepreneurial insight. Senior managers often wish that there was some tool, some matrix, some list.
The magic bullet.
Pick the magic bullet off that list and say,
right,
this is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's frustrating sometimes as a consultant. If senior management doesn't have a clue about what to do, really what you would like to say sometimes is, why don't you replace yourselves by some people that do have a clue? But you don't get paid for saying that.
Right. That's what I said. At the end of the month, the pay may not arrive in the mail. The U.S. government has shown us prime examples of what happens when you don't think things out thoroughly. What comes to mind is the invasion of Iraq in 2003. Went in there, heavy military. We thought it was going to be over in no time. Lo and behold, the group that we thought would take over didn't. That's poor planning. That's poor strategy, right?
It's poor strategy in two ways. One is the assumptions that were made were not robust. I think Secretary Rumsfeld thought it was going to be a replay of Afghanistan. When Turkey denied us the ability to come in through the north and use the Kurds as a way of hammering into the south, that plan went awry, but then the operations didn't change. And then when it turned out there was a significant insurgency, the strategy wasn't revised. Strategy has got to be constantly changing concept, particularly in a difficult conflict or a situation where the world is changing. You have to do strategic navigation by constantly reviewing your assumptions.
Now, in the business world, You've got to take a good hard look at your competition and what they present. I think right now China is a huge issue that companies have to look at. Your thoughts on China and how they affect American businesses?
Well, it's a mixed story. China's a huge opportunity for many companies. It's been a growth market for them. How stable that will be, how sustainable that will be over time, difficult proposition to guess at. The regime may be stable or it may not be. The economic growth may continue or it may falter. China politically is very interested in having its own businesses rather than foreign businesses in China.
Mm-hmm.
So is this a temporary opportunity for American companies? Abroad, China is competing very successfully for raw materials and resources around the world. These are concerns almost for American civilization more than they are for an American business in particular.
Yeah, understand. One of the most effective rebuildings of a company that I've seen in years, you mentioned in your book, and that is the spiraling downward trend of Apple and what Steve Jobs did to take the company and turn it around, bring it back on the right path. And he almost did it by taking the one step backward to move two forward, correct?
Very much, yeah. Steve Jobs, when he returned to Apple in 1997, it was about 2 months to bankruptcy. People had very grandiose concepts of what should be done. Mergers, deals, new technologies, dramatic new operating systems. And he didn't do any of that. He basically cut. He cut 15 desktop models back to one. He cut software engineers. He cut hardware engineers. He cut retailers back to one. He moved all manufacturing to Taiwan. A very, very short-term, necessary, focused strategy to keep the company alive.
And you watch companies like this, and as I mentioned at the onset, you have to look at the good and you have to look at the bad, and then from that, you ascertain the path in which a company should take, correct?
Well, at Apple, I mean, they followed the path into mobility. If you look at what Apple did with iPods, iPhones, iPads, it's mobility. And they went where Microsoft and Intel weren't, where they could control the operating system, the interface, where it wasn't someone else's game. And they did that extremely successfully.
Yeah. And now we see a company with retail outlets all over the place and lines of people waiting to get in. Pretty impressive.
Well, if you go back to the original fix where he took 15 desktop models and cut them back to one, and you look at Apple's product line today, it's very spare.
Mm-hmm.
Compare that to Motorola or Nokia or Sony, where the product line is all over the place. And it's an interesting lesson there.
Mm-hmm. This book, obviously, a good strategy for you. You talk about the best strategies are unexpected. Did this book idea just appear one day?
No, the book was long in coming.
So it was expected.
I tried to write this book several times in the past 15 years, and it took me a while to find my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Writing business books, it's fairly formulaic nowadays. Mm-hmm. If you write for the guru sensibility, you start thinking about the 10 magic steps to success or the 3 certain principles of wealth. I'm not that kind of writer. I don't buy into that way of speaking or thinking. If you start writing for textbooks for students, you've got to cover all sorts of material that basically you don't agree with and it's boring. And
right.
I'm not about to do that either.
Yeah.
It took me a while to find this way of coming at the field. It's fairly personal. It's extremely opinionated, and it highlights the things that I think haven't been given airtime elsewhere.
Yeah. Very, very well done, I must say. I haven't finished reading it. What I've read so far, I'm thoroughly enjoying. It takes a different approach to business, to companies, to their strategies, obviously. It tells me more about the government and their thinking. Again, I wish you nothing but the best with it. I know that you're getting rave reviews on it. And it was a pleasure having you on the show today.
Thank you, Andy.
Take care.
Pleasure to be here.
Richard Rumelt, author of Good Strategy, Bad Strategy. Pretty good read. Check it out. 5:45, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth.